happy mom memories. Every one of us grew up in a home with a mother that was not perfect, right? Our children grew up in homes with imperfect mothers and fathers, right? That would be us. But we come here to celebrate the things that God does through moms and how rich and wonderful and powerful those things can be in our lives. In our verse today in 1 Timothy, you know what? I was planning on verses to be up there. Can somebody grab me a Bible? Mind if I use yours? Thank you, brother. It doesn't say Philippians 3, does it? Well, that was a typo, because it's 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. So my apologies, we're just having all kinds of technical stuff going on today. Is it warm today in here? Did nobody turn on the air conditioning? I'll turn it on. Will somebody turn it on back there? Oh, the heat's on. What? Could somebody take care of the back one, turn it on cool and about 70? Thank you much. Boy, what is going on today? It is all good. Thank you, brother, for that reminder. What's that? We don't need technology. So says the Holy Spirit through Judy. Well, Paul is talking to Timothy, and he begins in verse 10. Yeah. No, actually, I'm starting in verse 8. Well, actually, I'll start in verse 7. Paul is encouraging Timothy, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. The internet is full of myths and tales and conspiracy theories, isn't it? Let me tell you, if you want, you can go on the internet and go on YouTube, and you can spend the next year of your life chasing down all the different theories and conspiracy theories about this, that, and everything else under the sun. There's a boatload of them. And it can suck up your time. And Paul says, you know what? Have nothing to do with them, because rather, it's to train yourselves to be godly. Train yourselves to be godly. It says physical training is of some value, but godliness holds value for all things, holding promise for both this present life and the life to come. So that's good. Physical training is good. A lot of you know I enjoy running. For some of you, that seems like one of the, what do they call that, when two opposite words are together, what do they call that? Oxymoron? Enjoy running? What? What's wrong with you? Kind of like jumbo shrimp, right? Enjoy running. Act naturally. That doesn't make any sense. Happy tears, right? Yeah. Enjoy running. I do enjoy it. And it does have value. It does have some value for this world. But you know what? There's something that has value for this world and the next. And Paul is saying, you know, ignore all of this, the myths and the tales and all the stuff that people chase and chase and chase after. Take care of your body for this present life. That's a good thing. Take care of your spirit for this and the next life. It has value for all things. We combine that, and this isn't your typical Mother's Day verse, and I did that on purpose. Really for the title of the song, which of the message, which is what? Don't stop believing, right? How many people that conjures up a song for you, right? I'll be talking about that in a minute, brother. Don't stop believing. I heard that, and for some reason God just kind of said, that needs to be your message for the moms. Moms, don't stop believing. We need you, moms, to believe. You combine this, Paul's encouragement to not be wrapped up in old wives' tales and myths, with how important, how valuable moms are to our lives. Such an impact on our lives they have. So, hey moms, don't stop believing. You know what, and I can, my wife can attest to this. Usually I listen to Caleb in Sunday mornings and on the way in. For some reason I didn't change my station. And we pull into the church parking lot, and a Journey song comes on. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this? Sure enough, don't stop believing. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm literally preaching this message today. I'm like, God's like, yeah, I kind of know that because I kind of told you that. I'm like, oh, that's right. So anyway, I'm gonna finish reading this verse here, and we'll dig into it a little more. Paul goes on to say, this is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. What is a trustworthy saying? Focus on godliness, okay? It says, that's why we labor and strive, Paul said, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially for those who believe. Lord, we pray that you'd make us a people who are known by our faith. May people look at us and say, man, those people, they don't stop believing. They don't stop trusting God. They have a heart that really believes that God is alive. May that be said of us. Thank you, Lord, for the example that moms give to us and bring to us. We want to pray and thank you and celebrate, Lord God, how powerful this role that our moms fill, how powerful that is, Lord. Thank you for moms. Thank you for that role that you created. Thank you for these dear people that mean so much to our lives. Speak to us, Lord, as we celebrate that today. In Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You know, who works harder than moms? Moms work hard. They do a lot, and they're in this and this and that. Nowadays, moms are working as well as doing a lot of other things. Moms work hard. Amen? They do. We appreciate them. I'm sad for you today because I had a great slide that I was going to show. I was going to celebrate some of the things that my mom did for me. I had a couple great pictures of some 1970s silk shirts. You know, the ones with the big, huge collars, open down to here, you know, and yeah, my mom used to make those by hand. I had a picture of a sewing machine. And so, you know, you see how this matches? This is a well-made shirt because the pattern matches. My mom would tell you that. When she had and those silk shirts had these big, loud patterns with loud colors, and you know what? They matched. That was my mom. She did that. She sewed for us. You know what? She sewed. She never worked outside the home, but she worked a lot inside the home. She was a seamstress. She would make clothes for people. She made wedding dresses. She upholstered couches and chairs. She upholstered my brother's 64 Nova after the seat was falling through the floor and the seat was falling apart. Yeah, she used to do all this stuff. She gave my daughter piano lessons for years, and myself as well. She gave into us. Back in my bar band days, she lent the band $2,000 to go buy equipment. I mean, and you know where all that money came from? Out of her sewing money. I had a picture of, how many remember the Schwinn heavy-duty bikes, those mustard yellow bikes? How many people remember those? I mentioned that to her. We used those to deliver papers. And I would load my bike up with papers. I got a route when I was like 11 or 12. and we used to go deliver papers on them, things. Those things were indestructible. And she reminded me, you know, I bought them, those bikes for you with my sewing money. You guys just beat the crud out of those bikes. I'm like, didn't really realize that. We did beat the crud out of them. But yeah, that was my mom. She did all those things for us. You know, when it was raining, she'd drive us on our paper routes. You know, or snowing or something like that. I found a neat quote from Halle Berry. Is it Halle or Haley? Halle Berry. Yeah, I'm so up on these things. She said, career is important, but nothing really supersedes my role as a mother. That's the most important thing I'm going to do in this life. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Career is important. Is it important that women have the same opportunities? Absolutely. I would say the same thing for a man. Career is important, but there's really nothing that you're going to do in life that's more important than being a father to your children. And same thing for being a mother to your children. But more than providing all these things that we do for our kids, most of all, moms, don't stop believing. There is nothing more important that you do for us as moms than being that person of faith for our families. It has the greatest of impacts on us as children. And oftentimes we go through the mundane, everyday nuts and bolts of life. We're not thinking about these things because we're just busy doing stuff. But wrapped up in that, your faith speaks into our lives in ways that no one else can, not even fathers. Fathers and mothers have different roles, and there are things that moms can do that dads just can't do the same. And this is one of them. We know that, you know, underneath all of this care and Band-Aids and driving us back and forth and here and there and cooking and organizing and keeping the calendar, all those things, underneath that is a heart of love and your desire that throughout all of this stuff that my children would know you, Lord. There's no greater prayer and desire for a mom than the eternal things of their children, that my children would know you, Father, and trust you and walk with you. There's few things that moms do like nobody else. There's no prayers like a mom's prayers. And this is not to put them in some special pedestal or something. There's just something about mom's prayers, and I maybe can't even explain it to you. But mom's prayers get answered, amen? They do. Luke 18:1 says, they should always pray and not give up. That was Jesus teaching his disciples about prayer. Moms, pray. Never give up. It's one of your deepest, greatest ministries to us as moms, is your prayers. When I screw up, when I give up, when I mess up, when I let up, moms, don't give up the prayers. Don't stop praying, because it's what keeps us from falling over the edge oftentimes, right? Your lifetime of prayer, of intercession, is a picture. It's a picture of grace. Because what's grace? It's God and his love doing for us what we can't do, right? That's grace. Moms give a picture of this when they just, even when we're at our worst, when we've really screwed up and we've gone off the deep end, when we've rebelled, remember those times when we've gotten angry at each other, when we've disagreed, and you kept praying. Even when you were mad at us, you kept praying. It's such a picture of the grace of God. Even when we do things that make God angry, and yes, we do things that make God angry, he still loves us, and his His love is still for us. He doesn't all of a sudden turn against us. He still loves us. It's a, moms are this picture in some ways of the grace of God. So keep praying for us. Keep pleading for us that God's grace would be made visible and available in our lives. Moms, not only are they no prayers like mom's prayers, there's no love like a mom's love. It's unconditional. It's undying. It's just there. For that, we just appreciate moms and how much they care about us, how much they love us through the hard times. Do we worry our moms? Every now and again, not too long ago, my mom and I were talking about my teenage years. And yeah, I worried my mom. That was that high school girlfriend named Debbie that I thank you, Lord, that you answered my mom's prayers. You have no idea how serious I am right now. Yeah, I would not have been a happy person had I married that girl that I spent 2.5 years with in high school. Mom loved me, even through all that. And was she perfect? My mom will be the first to tell you. She has her imperfections. She struggled with things in life as we grew up. But again, it's another picture of, it's not really mom's perfect love that we're experiencing, although it's certainly, we have our choice to love and not love. But as believers, whose life is actually being lived out in us? Yeah, Christ. Galatians 2:20. Write this one down if you don't have this one as a memory verse. For I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's the picture of us, and it's really a picture when you blend the love of Christ in me with the love of a mom, it does some beautiful things. That verse that says, there is no fear in love. Because what? Perfect love casts out fear. Who's got perfect love here? No hands. Correct answer. But who has perfect love indwelling us? I do. It's Jesus. It's His life in me. His Jesus living His perfect love out through me. That's grace. I can't do that. I can't love perfectly. But I can allow Jesus to live through me and do what only He can do through me. Right? And that's the love. That's that perfect love that casts out fear. That's the love that when there's something to be done or said or that causes me fear or anxiety or I'm hesitant because I'm just not sure how it's going to work out. You know what overcomes the fear? It's that perfect love within me. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's what helps me overcome the fear. That's what changes me from the inside out. It's Jesus. It's His grace. So moms, they pray prayers. We thank you for those prayers that never give up. We thank you for the love of Jesus that flows out through you to your children, to your family, to your husbands, to your parents. But you know what? Moms know, don't they? Moms just know, don't they? A lot of times moms just know stuff. Why do moms just know stuff? How come guys don't have that? It's not fair, is it, guys? Now, thank you, right? We should be able to know stuff like moms know stuff, but the reality is we don't. We're wired differently than moms are. And moms know, but they know because they know God. Moms know because they know God. Proverbs 15:14 says, the discerning heart seeks knowledge. The discerning heart seeks knowledge. The one that wants to know seeks knowledge. Who is the giver of knowledge? Yeah, God. Who's the one that gives wisdom? Moms, don't stop believing that God is the source of wisdom. He's the one that you need to go to, and you need to show us by your lives that, hey, if you need an answer, go to God. You need to find something out, you need direction in your life, let's pray about it. Let's go to God. Let's go to His Word. It's not just knowing information out of here. It's knowing the author. It's a personal relationship with the author of the book. And because you know God, you know. And then again, that's this interest. Do guys know God? Well, sure. But for some reason, God takes our human part and blends it together with the spiritual part in different ways, doesn't He? That's why the Gospel of Luke is different than the Gospel of Mark. And that's different than the Gospel of Matthew. Those are three different authors, human authors. The same eternal author, the Holy Spirit, really authored each one of those. But He authored each gospel with the uniqueness of the man that wrote them. Isn't that interesting? They're all very different. So the same Holy Spirit that lives in a woman has a discernment oftentimes that men don't. And that same Holy Spirit indwells men in ways that He does and gives gifts to men that women don't. Men and women are different. That's right, praise God. I'm so glad for that. I'm very glad that God created us wonderfully different, and that's a good thing. So don't stop believing that God is the giver of wisdom. Keep taking us to His Word. Keep taking us to prayer. Keep taking us to Him. Women are much more relational than men. Would you agree with that, typically? We are different, and women are more relational. Moms, teach us how to enter and have that deep relationship with our Father God. That's a wonderful ministry. So moms, nobody prays like a mom. God answers mom's prayers. Nobody loves like moms. Moms know because they know God, that personal knowing. Lastly, moms teach us what joy is. Moms teach us a lot about joy. Joy is what? Being glad to be together. That's kind of a real simple basic. When I come home and I see Terry, unless she's had a really rotten day, she might look up, or if I get home before her, whoever's look up, our faces light up. Hey, how's it going? You know, is it every day? Well, probably not. That's probably a stretch. But we're glad to see each other. That's joy. I'm glad to be with you, Terry. And she's glad to be with me. When I see you at church, I'm glad to see you here. That's joy. And you're glad to see me. Moms teach us about that joy, about being glad to be together. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "In your presence is fullness of joy." In Father God, in your presence is fullness of joy. That's where we find joy, is in the presence of God. And as moms, the special blend of God in the heart of a mother, moms bring that spiritual joy that we have with God, and there's a picture of it in the home. It makes our home a place of refuge, a safe place. How many know that's after a long, hard day, where's the first place you just want to get to? I just want to get home, get out of the traffic. Close the door behind you. That's that place of refuge, that place of joy that the home is supposed to be a place where we're glad to be together. Moms, you're so important in how you make that a place where it's our refuge, where we can just get to and just go, kick off our shoes and be myself and not, you know, get away from the stresses of the world. But even when there's struggles and disagreements in the homes, you know, be that joy that brings us back together. Be that glue, that relational glue. That's what we need you for. That even when we've had disagreements and differences, that in the end, we look at each other and say, I'm still glad that you're my son. I'm still glad you're my daughter. It's a huge lesson to teach our children, that we can look at them in the midst of our disagreement and we teach them that relational skill of returning to joy. After hardship, after disagreement, after frustration, we've had an argument, we're mad at each other. Teach us, teach your children, teach your husbands how we can return to joy from difficulty. That's a huge relational skill. A lot of people don't know how to return to joy. They hang on, and our culture today, we hang on to, something's wrong, there's things aren't going right, this person's not doing that, and the president this, and the Congress that, and people just go through life just upset. And we need to learn how to let go of the upset. And even though there's hardship going on, I can still return to joy. What's joy? I can still return to, I know we're having a disagreement here, but come on, let's go have dinner. Let's go talk about something else. And we can return to joy, to peace together. That's a huge, huge relational skill that you can teach us, moms. Don't stop teaching us joy. Don't stop teaching us about that relational connection with God that we all need. It's why the scripture verse that we started with says it's why we labor and strive. Paul was saying that to Timothy. This is why we do what we do. We work hard. We do all the stuff that we do, the things that tire us out, and we do it until 11 o'clock and we get up and we finish it the next morning at 6. Why do we do these things? Why do we labor and strive? Because we have put our hope in the living God. He's alive and he's through all of this. He's in the midst of whatever you're going through. He's the Savior of all, especially of those who believe. So moms, I'm just going to close with a prayer of blessing over you. Let's just bow our heads for a moment. Thank you, Lord, for our moms and our grandmothers, Lord God, and our daughters who are moms, maybe granddaughters. We thank you for how amazing the role of the mother is and how much impact it has in our lives. God, teach us to look to our moms today and remember the Schwinn heavy-duty bikes and the sewing machines and the piano lessons and the loans of money that they worked for and gave to us. Lord, help us to remember the ways that our moms have poured themselves out into our lives. And just help us, Father, to look them in the eye today, reach out and love them, hug them, and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom, for being who you are. Father, for those that have struggled with a mom that maybe wasn't all that you wanted or wasn't even what you needed, thank you, Father, that you have filled in the gaps with other women in our lives in different ways. Lord, help us to thank the ones that have ministered to us in other ways that they weren't our moms, they weren't our grandmothers, but yet their influence made a difference in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you fulfill our needs one way or the other, not always in the way that we expect, but we thank you for your faithfulness and love, Lord. Bless our moms. I pray that you help them never to stop praying, never to stop loving, never to stop seeking to know you, God, never to stop bringing joy into the home and into our lives. And I'll thank you for being all that they need as they seek to serve you as moms today. Blessings, I pray, and thanking you, Lord, for each one that's here today. All this we ask in Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. I hope that the moms all got a flower today. Thank you, Scott, and the men's ministry for taking care of that. And God bless you, moms. Have a great day, and enjoy your time with family today. God bless.
Yes, I want.